Continuing with Ian Tvila, we started Maidani. I'll just quickly say one or two of the things that we said last week, and then continue through Maidani. We said over a shtickle from Nefer Shimshin, from Shimshin Pinkus, about Maidani. He says, Milvar halachita shiramiris Maidani. Aside from the words, what's hidden in the word in the chitzes of Moedani, Tumuna ba'amiris milim el gam skula tzuma, k'shenemam k'roi. There's a hidden skula that's within the word when it's said properly. The safer case of Kesarosh Huber Merv Chaim of Elojan Zatzal, Sha'omar, Shekvitzuris Kiyamta Ha'adam Ba'boiker, Va'achotase Ba'oyser Shoah, when a person wakes up, how he prepares himself, how he's going to accept the Kabbal, Atzma, the Meshach Hayim al Tayra, that he's going to accept upon himself the Oro Tayra, Lumoy, the Hasmada, Atzuma, to learn with Hasmada, the Lassus, the Shumdova, La Frile, and the Mude, Kach, Yiskeach, and the Rokhul, the Abba, the Boy, Meshach Hayim al Tayra. The Boy Shalom gives him the Koyach to keep the Avoid the Hashem the whole day. So if a person, the way he wakes up in the morning with a koyach, realizing what his tafkid is, what he's supposed to do in this world, the Baruch Hashem helps him the entire day. Someone who's going to learn, he can learn the whole day. Someone who's going to work and he has to work, but even within the workplace, a person that can be Eved Hashem, a person if he wakes up in the morning with the first thoughts, oh, I'm going to be Eved Hashem today, this is what helps him, and the Baruch Hashem helps him along. Kaloyimar, Asiyas, Esek, Miyuchun, Eshkom, Ezabarik, and Esenes, L'Odom, Tziyatah, Dishmaya. This will give him a tziyata d'shmaya. He say him as I chazal, but derech she'odem moitzalel bo merlich and I say, the path that a person chooses, the path that a person begins to go, that's the path that the Shemayim takes him on and helps him. And we can't take it. Bekumoy, immediately when a person wakes up, yigala, he reveals, kizu tachnisa, this is his tachnis, this is what he wants to do, v'retzoynoy, liyis moideh, he wants to be moideh, and he goes weiter. Why these words? I do it after meeting Elu. Adam Kamba Barke, a person wakes up in the morning. Peseach is Enoch, he opens up his eyes. Ma'u Adam Rishon Shupargish. What's the first thing that he thinks about? Shuboyo Margish, as Adobar Hikarvela is Atmi Ha'ani. He thinks about myself. I. Who say you Atmoy? He's worried about himself. Hey, Ma'ani Adayin Ayyid. Am I still tired? Did I sleep enough? Did I sleep good? Did I not sleep good? Do I have a headache? Do I not? I am moide. He gives over that very first moment when he wakes up, he gives over to the Baruch Hashem. I'm moide. I'm moide, we said from the famous shaft from the Goyin of moide, Haidoa, that the moide can mean two things. When you thank the Baruch Hashem for returning in neshama, machs in neshama is the bar mason. This is kein the bracha. We're not saying a bracha yet because we didn't wash our hands and we can't say bracha to Hashem. But we're thanking the Baruch Hashem for returning to us our neshamas. Moida is first. You have to. There's two steps of moida. Moida has to come with recognizing. I'm moida. Moida the mitzvah. Someone admits that he owes half. Moida. I'm moida. So a person, the only way he can come to thanks of thinking properly, the first is moide. He has to admit. What does he have to admit? He has to admit that the other person helped him. What happened to the other person? A person is moide. He admits that he realizes that everything comes from the Baruch Shalom. There he can, then and only there can he thank the Baruch Shalom properly and be moide and thank the Baruch Shalom. Again, he says, and he goes through this whole child over here with the Mila. So let's again read the words of moide ani. Moide ani. I give thanks, lefanecha, before you, Melech the King, Chai v'kayam, is living and eternal, Shechzarta b'nishmasi, that he returned my neshama to me, b'chemla, with compassion, with kindness, kama, rabba munasech, abundant is your faithfulness, your emuna. Let's discuss the word ani. Moida ani. I give thanks. We have a word ani, and we have a word anoichi. What is the difference between ani and anoichi? They both mean I. What's the difference? So I found the Rishon Shofar Hirsch. He says in Parshas Yisroi, on the Aseret HaDibros, Parshas Yisroi, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, I, Hashem, shall be your God, Asher Hashisichem Eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. Zokt Rav Sham Shem Mefarash. He says that he already discussed this distinction between Ani and Nefi several times before, and he expresses it again here. He says, Ani denotes the personality of the speaker in opposition to the one addressed. It denotes the personality as the source of speech and action. Ani is from the root of Ana. Anoichi, on the other hand, reveals the speaker as a personality who is intimately close to the one addressed, a personality who encompasses, bears, and supports the one addressed, and through whom alone and the one addressed truly gets his personal existence and secure standing. In more simpler English than Sham Shom Farash. Ani is saying is I, but not as an important part. That's the word Ani. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. When it says the word Anoichi over here, the focus is on the I, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Anoichi, I Hashem, Elokecha, Asher Asichem Eretz, focusing on the I. So we have two different I's. We have Ani, I of Shiflos, of not important. And then we have the Anoichi, the I, which is the all important, and that's the focus, and that's what's giving over. That's the Mashpia. So when we say here, I think the Pshat is Pashat, we start off by saying, Moida Ani, I give thanks, I, but I is shiftless, a nobody, not Moida Anoichi, not I'm important. And what's the next word? Lefanecha, in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Iker. A person, when he wakes up in the morning, he right away, the first thing he's realizing is that I give thanks, and I Moida, I mask him, and I admit that I realize that I am Ani, am nothing. Lefanecha, in front of you, the Rabbeinu Shalom. I think that's Pasha Pshat in the word of Ani, and why it says that. Lefanecha, before, in front of you, the Rabbeinu Shalom, Melech Chai V'Kayim. The King, Chai, living, and V'Kayim, and eternal. What's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? A Melech is a king, and a Moshe is a ruler. What's the difference? The famous Pshat from the Vilna Gaon, that Melech is a king, that the people who follow the king and listen to the king follow him willingly. A Moshe is a ruler, which means that the people don't want to listen, but he's the ruler, they have no choice. So Melech means that the people are following by will, and Moshe means that they're following against their will. That's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe. People in the Nusach Sfarad says it, and Rosh Hashanah Kippur, everyone says it, Hamlucham Mashallah, before Baruch Sha'amar. That's the difference, the two different things, a Melech and a Moshe. Some people say it's in certain houses they have the wife is a Moshe, she's it's not a choice, and a Melech. That's the way. The Pachad Yitzchak explains Moshe Gemini, so he explains that this concept of based on the Goyim's Pshat of the difference between Melech and a Moshe, he has one his suffer to this. He says is a lion is the king of all the animals. He's known as the king of the animals. Now you have man. A man can rule over the lion. Now let's assume you have one of these lion tamers, and the lion is willing to listen to the man and follow him willingly. So in that case, maybe you'd say is that the man is a melech over the lion. Zok the Pachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak Hutner, no. He says the only way you can have a concept of a melech is if you have to be on the same wavelength, so to say. In other words, an animal to an animal, a lion can be a melech over different animals. But an Adam who's in a different atmosphere, a different sphere, a different category, you can a human being cannot be a melech over an animal. It's not called a melech. He's always called a moshe on that. It can't be called a melech. He says that Adam is ke'ein, of course, chas v'shalom, we're not on the level of the Rabbeinu Shalom, but we're in the same category as the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are tzelem alekim, a human being is a tzelem alekim, and is therefore is Ka'ain, part of the same category as Rabbeinu Shalom, and therefore, if we accept the Rabbeinu Shalom willingly as a king upon ourselves, the Rabbeinu Shalom becomes a melech. And that's why the Rabbeinu Shalom, when he first created the world, he was a king, he was always king of the world. He was a moshoch, he wasn't a melech. Because until the Rabbeinu Shalom created man, and man accepted upon himself the Rabbeinu Shalom willingly, that's when he became a melech. Until then, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not, the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't need us. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the ruler of the world, he's the everything in the world. But a melech, the concept of a melech, that the people who are, the subjects that are following willingly, it has to be someone in the same category, and therefore the first, second, third, fourth, fifth day of Bria, there was nothing that could make the Rabbeinu Shalom into a melech, and it's not until the sixth day that the Rabbeinu Shalom got the title of a melech. And we say, V'hoyel melech al kol ha'aretz v'yemahu, when the Shiach comes, at that point, the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be a melech over the whole world, which means that when Rabbeinu Shalom is going to reveal himself in the times of Mashiach, every human being is going to follow the Rabbeinu Shalom willingly, and at that point, there will be a melech over the whole world to everybody. At this point in time, where the Rabbeinu Shalom is not revealed begali, it's beseser, therefore only those that realize that when it comes time to Rosh Hashanah time, the Prophet Yitzchak has brought down his memoir on Rosh Hashanah, he said that the whole point of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech the Rabbeinu Shalom. We say the Rabbeinu Shalom God is the melech, which means is we're willingly following him. But to the guy next door, and the guy outside, and the people who don't accept the Rabbeinu Shalom's sovereignty upon themselves, the Rabbeinu Shalom is a moshe. He's still a ruler of the world. That doesn't change. Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world, he's a ruler of the world, but he's not melech to them because they don't accept him willingly. So we say, we start off in the morning, the first thing we say, Moida ani, I give thanks to the Rabbeinu Shalom, ani is shiftless and nobody, lefanecha in front of you. Who's you? The melech, the king, because I am mamlech the Rabbeinu Shalom. I say is I'm willingly, I'm not doing it because I'm being forced to do it. I'm not saying is I have to follow the Ratzon Hashem because I have to. I'm willingly accepting the Ratzon, the sovereignty of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Chai, he's living for Kayu, and he's eternal. Many people brought down their Chayim, everyone talks about the Yisoid, that there were many, why the Torah was given over in 70 languages, Torah is for all time. There were people that thought that, of course there was a God that created the world. The world had to come from somewhere, but he's no longer around. He left, he's not alive, he's around, he doesn't care, he minds his own business, he's up there, we're down here, he's no Shaykhs. So we make a statement, Chai, he's alive, which means he's here now, v'kayim, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is eternal. He's never leaving, there's hashgacha pratis, every little part of this world the Rabbeinu Shalom runs and manages at all times. Let me go a little bit further. She'echezarta, for you have returned, b'nishmasi, my neshama from within me, v'chemla, with kindness, compassion. This is a fascinating medrash in Tehillim. Chof Hei, Kapitel Chof Hei. Dover Acher, what does it mean? Dover Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. Zehu Sh'omar HaKosev, it says in Tehillim Lamed Aleph, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, B'noyak Sheba Oilam Odom Afkidin Etzlai Pekdenis. A person has Pekodin, he has, a person holds his sewing, someone owes him money, he holds, he has, you know, collateral, he has a pikudin, he holds something, someone else's thing. V'humachlef es shalzeh bezeh. Person, let's say he's a rich guy, and he has a lot of people that he has to hold pikudins for. Or he's holding, someone says, can you hold this for me, I'm running away, I'm leaving the country, and doing this. He has lots of pikudins. And he says, and he says, he mixes them up. He doesn't have a good, he's not exactly, he doesn't have a good accounting system, he's not very organized, and he mixes them up. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einikin, but the Rabbeinu Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Elav Hashem Elikim Emes, Hashem Elikim, quotes the pasuk in the Yirmiyah is Emes. Shem Omad Echad Shachar Zubikish Naftalim, and so did anyone ever wake up in the morning and say, oh my, where's my Neshama, it didn't come back to me. No. Oishem Matzanah Shabiyad Acher. The person wake up and say, hey, look, that guy over there, he has my neshama. My neshama is, I don't know what happened. I got switched. There was a switcheroo. Rabbeinu Shalom gave me the wrong neshama. What happened over here? I nafshi shel acher b'yadei. Havi oimer v'Hashem elikim emes. Hashem is emes. He's truth and he's honest. And everything that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you back, your neshama. Amar Rav Alexandroi, Basar V'dam Afkidim B'yodei Chadoshim. A Basar V'dam, you give him a Pekodin that's brand new. V'u Machzirim B'luyim Eshchukim. Sometimes, you know, his kids played with it, it got a little bit ruined, it fell on the floor, and not so fresh. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu Afkidim B'yodei B'luyim Eshchukim. But forget it. We give the Rebbeinu Shalom a solid neshama. V'u Machzirim Chadoshim, and he turns it to us new. Every day we have a new opportunity. The Rebbeinu Shalom returns to us a fresh neshama every morning. You should know. We return to the Baruch Hashem, we take it on the neshama the Baruch Hashem gives us, we take it through the day, we make it worn and used. Hopefully we have to try to make it, it should be used with mitzvahs, and sometimes Chas V'Shalom is used and averis and becomes sully, and the Baruch Hashem takes it at night and returns it to us in the morning fresh. Shenemar, like it says in Eicha, Chadoshim Labkarim Rabbi Munasecha, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Chadoshim Labkarim Rabbi Munasecha, which, by the way, the last two words over here, the reason why, Shechazarta Binishmasi Bechemel, you have to say it correct, is very important. Moida Nilofonecha Melechai Bekayom, Shechazarta Binishmasi Bechemel, because you returned my neshama within me Bechemel with kindness, Kama, Rabbi Munasecha. People sometimes in the songs and the things Bechemla Rabba is put together Kama Amunasecha, but it's incorrect because Rabba Amunasecha are two words a quote from Eicha, which we'll get to. Rav Shimon b'shem Rav Simon Oymar b'mashat mechad sheinu lav korim on yedim she'emunoscha Rabba legalin. From the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom is refreshes and renews our mornings, we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is true and he's gonna bring the Geula. Says in the Agoyis Haramag from the Mordechai Gimple. זה שום ביוח חב קדרוכי בנויק שבועלם עוד המפקידים אצלי פקטוינס ומחל ושל זה בזה וחדש בו פניקין שהם מוצא נשי ביד אחר נשי של האחר ביד. He quotes what we just said to the manish. Remez kan ma shekosev ha-Mogen Avrom. Is a remez in this what it says in the Mogen Avrom simen membov sifkot nyud ב'inyin ger. Regarding a ger, she'ena yachalei ma'abrachas shleis anigoi. A ger, he makes the brachas. Can he say? We say shleis aniyisha, shleis aniyavet, shleis anigoi. Three of the, but he was made a goy. He became a ger. So how could he say shleis anigoi? We see him, and the Mogen Avraham answers. The Himashik Kusukasim Mekubalim. She Abrachas Halalum Mabarach and Ayitzias Nishmas Balayla. She Nidbak Bar Nishmas Akumay Eved. Im Kain Gam Ger Yachal Barachin. Because every day when he says Shaloy Yosani Goy means is that today he got the same neshama. Not yesterday. He might have been born day one. He might have been born a goy. But now that he became a ger, he gets back that same neshama of a ger. So he's saying Shaloy Yosani Goy that he didn't get the old neshama. When the Medrash is saying that he didn't get the wrong nefesh, that's why even a ger is allowed to say the bracha on Shaloi Asani Goy, that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't give me the wrong neshama. He Chas Shalom could have given me a neshama of a goy. I became a ger. I was born a goy. I became a ger. Maybe the next morning I'm going to wake up and Hashem's going to throw me a neshama from a goy. And that's what I say is Shaloi Asani Goy. Because every day we have to be thankful, whether we're a yid from the start or we're a ger, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a neshama of a yid. And a yid is either a ger or a yid from birth, but either way he's a yid. Very interesting medrash. And they say when the Katzke Rebbe, when he would stay, Moida ani lefanecha, he'd start crying. How can I stand before the Rebbeinu Shalom? I mean, we have to realize that we have the opportunity to speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's an incredible thing. Mamash an incredible thing. When we go to sleep, we discussed this in the Parsha Shir a couple weeks ago, the Goyin explains, why is there a concept at all of sleeping? We wake up in the morning and we say, Maridani, thank you for returning our neshamas. Why don't neshamas go back, go into Shemaim in the first place? Why don't a person is born and he shouldn't need sleep? Why don't the Rebbeinu Shalom create a concept of sleep that the neshama goes up to Shemaim? So the Goyin says that the reason is because every night the neshama goes to the Shemayim and it learns Torah. Learns Torah. He says, but the mice, you don't get schar for that Torah, because that's learned automatically. The same way a malach learns with everyone in the mother's womb, a malach learns the guy called Torah Kula. What's the reason for that? So, according to some, explain that the reason is that everyone should know that everyone has a shaykhah to the whole Torah. You shouldn't say, I have no shaykhah. No, you learned the whole Torah, you know the whole Torah. You just have to work on it to remember it. You don't remember it. We're boss of a dumb. We don't remember it, but we do have shaykhahs to it. He explains, this is in line with the Medrash we just said, that the Baruch Hashem does a tremendous chesed for us. There's a marshal of a Yahweh king who goes out to war. So he goes out to war, let's say in the north, and he's been Matzliach, and he wins, and he comes back with $200 million worth of money. $200 million. The next day, he now has to go to a war on the west side. If he takes that $200 million to the west now, and he loses the Melchama, he's going to lose his $200 million that he got from the north. If he wouldn't take the $200 million, that's not a smart thing to do, I would say, and anyone that's thinking about this would say, is why are you taking the $200 million to Melchama on the west? Leave it where you are. Even if you lose the battle over there, so you're a shrink and you go back home, you still have your $200 million. You can lose a battle and not be killed, saying you can lose a battle and you retreat and you go back, you still have your $200 million. Life's not over yet, but you still have your $200 million. The Rebbeinu Shem does a tremendous chesed for us. He takes out the neshama, a person has a good day, a person does mitzvahs and mice and pavement, he learns Torah. Rebbeinu Shem takes the neshama and he puts it away. He says, I'm storing it. The next day, Chas Hashem, if you're going to do an Aveira, it didn't ruin. It was not like we took that $200 million and took it back to war, and if you lose that day, you ruin it. And that's a tremendous chesed of Rebbeinu Shem. And that's the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem created the concept of Shina, of sleeping. Chassam Sefer says, it's a parallel thing. Can you imagine? Someone goes, and you give someone a pekadon to hold for you. It's all mixed up. It's backwards. The neshama is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's. We're saying it the whole time now is that we give the Rebbeinu Shlomo our neshama to him to hold as a pikadon. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives it back to us. But that's some say because that's not true. It's the exact opposite. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is the one who's giving us the neshama. The pikadon is his. The neshama is the Rebbeinu Shlomo's. We're holding the Rebbeinu Shlomo's neshama. He says, it's what an amazing thing. We're holding the Rebbeinu Shlomo's neshama. Imagine you have a guy who he gives a pikadon to someone else to hold. He says he goes to the Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, hang on to my pikadon. And 2 days later, Shimon goes to Reuven and says, Reuven, can you do me a favor? You gave me a pikadon to hold for you, but overnight I'm going away on vacation. Could you hold this for me? Okay, Reuven says, fine, I'll hold it for you, I'll give it back to him next morning. Shimon gives Reuven back this pikadon, and it's filthy, and it's dirty, and it's squashed, and it's in horrible condition. He gave him a beautiful pikadon. Reuven gave Shimon a beautiful pikadon. Rebbeinu Shlomo gave Klal Yisrael a beautiful neshama, and Chas V'Shalom, we did our various with it. We sullied it. We're telling the Reuven, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, hold it overnight, and give back to me next morning. Would Reuven give it back to him? Reuven would say, I'm not giving back my pikadon to Shimon. He's messing it up. He's destroying it. Some Sefer says that that's the Rabbah Munasecha, the tremendous faithfulness of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, no, I'm still going to give you the Neshama back. I'm going to give you another opportunity, another day until the day a person is no longer in this world. I'm going to give him another opportunity. I saw what he did to the Neshama. I gave him a beautiful gift and he got it dirty. He sullied it and he ruined it. But I'm going to give him another opportunity. So you see, Nechsam Sefer, a wonderful pshat of Rabbi Munasecha, what it means that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is so wonderful to us, and he still gives us opportunities. What does Rabbi Munasecha mean? Rabbi Munasecha says in the voice of Shukim, from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, Pasik in Eicha, Chadoshim la Bekorim Rabbi Munasecha. What does that mean? Imakavana kipshutoi, It should not, if it meant Pashat Pshat, it shouldn't say Chadash Al Kavim Rab Emunasecha. Rather, it should say Mechazik Emunasecha. It strengthens our Muna. What does it mean, Rab? Rab means to increase, to make more, Kmar Shikasav, and Tehillim Chavzayin Yudal, Chazak Viyam Esibecha. Kein Havali Loimer Chadash Al Kavim Mechazik Emunasecha. We got nothing in Mezish Ksiv Chadash Al Kavim Rab Emunasecha. Al Sha'atim Echachin Ruchal Breaker Breaker. On the Yodim Shemunoscha Rab Al Hachis Lanu Esamis. He says is that one of the fundamentals we know if a person does not believe in Tchias HaMesim, then he has no, there's no share in Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is a fundamental part of the Torah Kedusha. When we say he's Rav Emunasecha, by a person getting his neshama back in the morning, that's Ke'en of Tchias HaMesim. It's a much lower level of Tchias HaMesim, but it's considered a person that Ashina is 1/60th of death. So every morning a person has a level of Tchias HaMesim. He says, "Hine vada Tchias HaMesim kvar noyde b'li chadash al kor." Even without the chizchachos of every morning, we know the concept of Tchias HaMesim. Why? Elai de Eliyahu v'Elisha. We know Nach, Eliyahu was Mechayim HaMesim, Elisha was Mechayim HaMesim, so we know there's a concept. Ach, hine la'oz alava yishnei yon in Tchias HaMesim. There's going to be two different types. Echad miyoto yizbarach, one is going to be a Tchias HaMesim directly from the Bnei Shalom. V'ashen is Ayidei HaTzadikim, and the second one is going to be the Tzadikim. The same Eliyahu v'Elisha, v'yotim Mechayim HaMesim, there's going to be Tzadikim can be Mechayim HaMesim. Moshom v'chazah v'ayivot v'sachon, nasid Tzadikim shiyuch v'Mesim, v'yish v'chan v'yiksir v'samtim v'shanti, v'yem v'chazah v'yikam v'yiksir, z'gdoel ma'as Tzadikim ma'as Yishmaim v'oret, v'lokach m'ma'as Eliyahu v'Elisha, v'chizik emuna, rak al shesid Tzadikim shiyuch v'Mesim. There's a chizik of emuna that Eliyahu and Elisha Mechayim HaMesim, that in the Asad Lavoi, Tzadikim are Yodim Mechayim HaMesim. But how do we know this other concept of the Rebbein Shem Mechayim HaMesim? V'loi al shetiyah Tchias HaMesim Yodim Yisbarak. Do lehoi Asadikim Shiyu Kadorim Lachnez. In the times of Asad Lavoi, if there won't be, the Tzadikim will not be on the level to be Yodim Mechayim HaMesim, there will be no Chayim HaMesim. Dari Amun Chazal Yitachan Shibin David Yodim Bedor Shekul Lechayim. Because he's saying Ben David, Mashiach is going to come in the door that's cool and chai, which means that tzaddikim are not going to be roi to be mechayim esim. Ach, mashon roi, she is baruch mechashenu b'chol boiker, v'ze hava miyode is baruch, mizeh anu mamine, she yitchia samesim gam miyode, is baruch apu tzaddikim. He says, Rabba munasecha, the word Rabba, to mean inclusive on top of more is the rabbi aside from the concept of tzaddikim, which again he's saying is the loss of love, they won't be tzaddikim really, they're on the level of Eliyahu and Elisha to be Mechayim HaMesim. So it strengthens our moon and the Rebbein Shalom that the Rebbein Shalom is Mechayim HaMesim. So we say Moida Anilo Fonecha Melechai Bekayam, that Moida to the Rebbein Shalom Ani, as we said before, of Shiflus Lefonech, in front of you the Rebbein Shalom Melech, the King. We said the difference between Melech and Memshallah of Melech, someone that we follow willingly as opposed to Moshe. Chai Bekayim, the Rebbein Shalom is living and eternal. Shehavzar to be Nishmati Bechema, because he returned his Neshama with tremendous kindness, like we explained all the kindnesses in the Chassam Sofer and everyone else. Rabbi Munasecha, abundant is your faithfulness. One of the pshat from the Chidah, in his Nachal Eshkol, he says, Chadosh Lav Kor Rabbi Munasecha, Esher Shelirmoiz the Magid Gedulas HaTorah HaNikras Emuna. Torah is referred to Emuna. The word Emuna is refers to the Torah Ekdesha. Moshe Kosev B'Sheikh HaTorah in Merkuf Yitez HaPasik Emuna Moid. Ba'amu B'Tanat Be'Elyo. HaPasik Yivchar Alekim Chadoshim Shem HaChidushim Shem HaChadshim HaTamon Chochem. It says Chadoshim Lav Korim is referring to the Chidushim Torah that Tamidei Chachamim had. The Shem HaChadosh HaKorim Chidushim Shem HaChadshim HaTamon Chochem Tomid Lav Korim Neshe Gedei LaTorah Ki Rav Noid. Because the Torah is great. He says that this whole thing of when we're saying is Chadosh Al Kavim Rav Emunasecha refers to the Torah Akdesha, and that we realize that every morning that person that Talmud Chacham has a potential, that every morning you have this tremendous potential to be to grow. It says in last week's parasha, the famous pshat, it says in the eighth parasha is parasha Vayishlach. The eighth pasuk is Katonti Mikol HaChasad. So many say the eighth parasha, the eighth pasuk is the eighth of an eighth. From there you see, from the Gemara and Sefer Dafei, that you're supposed to have 1/64th, the eighth of an eighth is 1/64th, 1/64th of Gaiva. As I zapped out. Ferti ben Ishchai. Hello? The pasuk says, Karkainti, make me small. Where do you see a concept of being gaivik? I care. He says to be an anav. So how do you see this whole concept of, oh, the 8th pasuk, the 8th pasuk, 164th, oh, you see, should have a 64th of gaivik. I care. Katanti means that should have Katanti. Yaakov is saying he was nothing. Zokte ben Ishchai, the Vinyo, and Seita, he says that the pshat is Katanti, and we're like a cotton. That's the shtick guy. That's the 164th. A cotton is nothing. You have a cotton, you have a 5-year-old, 10-year-old, he's nothing. He's not anything. But he realizes the 164th of Gaiva that he has, he realizes that he has potential. He could become a god. That's the 164th. Yaakov could have said, that Nismaitia became small. That's not what he says. Kotointi, a lotion of a cotton. And that's when we have to remember that when we start off in the morning, tremendous kindness of the Baruch Hashem that he returns our neshamas to us, and we realize and we accept the Baruch Hashem's sovereignty upon us. Rabba Munasecha, we have to remember, every morning we wake up, we have an opportunity. We're nothing. We're nothing, we're nothing, we're nothing. But we have a potential. We could be, we're a cotton. We always have to remember we're a cotton. No matter how old we are, we're a cotton, and we can go. Shkoyah, have a good day.